You're good. All right. I'm gonna call this meeting to orders. The town council here in a meeting. It's Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. It's 6 p.m. and let's start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kevin, you want to lead us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be gathered here once more to serve in our community. Lord, we ask thee to reach out and help any of those in our community that are needed this time that we may know of or not know of. We're grateful for all the support the community has given the mayor and this council, and hopefully that continues. Lord, we're grateful we were able to get the wells back online and up and running, and that will continue to manifest itself in a positive motion. And we really would really, really asking for some moisture for our ground around here. It's so dry, Lord. Please bless us with some moisture and some rain. These things we humbly say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, roll call.
Scott Taylor here. Kevin Sarah here.
Mike Farrar here.
Richard Palmer here.
Annie Spindler will not be here tonight. Okay, any conflict of interest?
No.
No. Okay, Mayor's Town Update Report Recommendation Announcements. Don't have a lot. Cemetery plots are for sale. We already talked about that before. $600 for a local, $600 for a plot, and $300 for the maintenance, lifetime maintenance. So if you come in here, there's a diagram on the wall right here in the hallway. You can pick your plot, pay the girls $900, and you have your plot. Water, let's talk about water. That's where I want to spend most of my time because everybody will be watching this video tomorrow. I'm still getting a few complaints about some sulfur smell. Some brownish color. We are going to have this. I mean, it could go away tomorrow. It could be up to a couple months. I'm not going to act on it for another. We're going to give it another 4 to 8 weeks and see what happens before I start coming up with some ideas. I have some ideas. What I think's going on, basically, back when they made Apple Valley proper water, I'm sure they did it with a very, very limited budget. There's not a dedicated pipe that goes up to the tanks. So it comes in the pipes, it goes all over town, and then ends up in the tanks while the wells are on. Then when the wells are off, it comes from the tank back down. So I think the water coming out of the wells has got a little sulfur smell to it, and it has, you're going to have some debris in it, some silt and sand and stuff like that from us blasting it and going deeper and all that, which is very common with a new well or a freshly worked on well. When the wells are on, I think the people that are experiencing this issue, they're running water while the wells are on. So if you do some, wash your dishes, do some laundry while the wells are on, you're getting direct water straight from the wells. If you just don't, so if you just happen to not be running it within during the day, it's usually during the day they're on, you will be getting water from the tank. And I think once the water goes to the tank, it has a little bit of a chance to aerate, gets a little bit of odor out. All the sediment settles to the bottom of the tank and you're not getting it. So this is why some people are going, I had it yesterday. I didn't have it today. Back and forth. Some residents aren't experienced at all. Some people are. I haven't heard any complaints down towards Cedar Point. So because it all goes down that pipe into the tank and then to the residents. So I think that's what's going on. If it persists longer, I want to give it another 4 to 8 weeks. If it persists, then I'm working on coming up with some sort of plan if we can make it so the tanks only run at night and then maybe once during the day and everybody will just know that time so you can try to avoid laundry or stuff like that if you're whatever you're having an issue with.
Do we normally just run during the day or at?
They just run when the tanks get low. That's how it works now.
What's average, Dan?
A couple times a day, once at night maybe.
I turned them on at 4 o'clock this morning and calculating usage and where the tanks were. They shut off at around 2 to 30 this afternoon.
This afternoon, okay.
So they
usually in the afternoons and evenings they're not.
Yeah, so they ran, normal. They ran pretty much from 4 a.m.
But you started them by hand. Yeah, what you're saying, which we don't normally like to do. We're kind of doing some stuff. And I kind of have them copy the mayor. The reason I don't like to do that is no offense to Dan, but when you put a human in it, you leave it open to error. And that's kind of what happened with the whole Cedar Point thing when they ran out of water 3 years ago. With everything being automated, the tanks go down to 18 feet, the pumps kick or the wells kick on, pumps kick on and fill everything up. And we still have them set to automated, but Dan's woke up in the morning, sees they're low, flicks them on, tries to get them full. And we haven't, I haven't messed with any settings or anything like that yet. I want to see if this will clear up on its own. Well drillers, everybody, this, I don't have a lot of experience drilling wells, but they say this will definitely clear up. We've just hit some sediment and some sulfur down there, and we just got to wait for it to clear up. Very, very common when you drill wells or in the well. It's not harmful. We've tested it twice. We just tested last Friday, I think it was. We meet all state requirements. There's no increase of any hazardous, anything like that. It's just an odor and a visual. I did have someone that was changing their water filter. I think she said every day, maybe every other day, and it would just turn brown right away. And she changed it last Friday and hadn't changed it in 4 days. So it looks like it's clearing up. But again, I don't know. Everybody's going to have a little bit of a different
experience.
Is it
experience. A certain area where they're getting that?
Just proper.
Or is it just,
yeah.
Is it random? Seems one to over be, there, two over there, one
no,
over there?
It's pretty random. Yeah, it seems to be. Michelle, what road do you live on?
Blossom and Avalon.
I get a lot of people on that road telling me. But like I said,
they're kind of first in line to grab the water, huh?
The water comes.
Okay, you guys get it all cleared out. Use a lot of water.
Yeah. Yeah, the water comes from the wells up the road. It splits off. It went on Apple Blossom. It comes up here. Then it goes down. What's that? Rome over towards Stewart's area. And then it comes up the hill and goes to the tanks. Then it comes around the back and goes to the tank, too. So in a perfect world, someday when the town has a little more money, too, we would have. I would like to have a pipe to go straight up to the tanks. And then one coming out of it straight that feeds everything in town. That's the right way to do it. That's the right way. But that would be very expensive. And we have more important stuff to spend money on, like drilling wells and keeping the town with water right now. So give us some time. I keep getting complaints. I know it. I know it's there. I don't like to say this because it sounds horrible, but let's just be thankful we have water. And that's really what it comes down to right now. So I don't know if I told you guys in the last meeting, I was able to negotiate with the farmer that he won't run that pivot anymore. He's pulled it out of the ground. It's
was
gone.
I was wondering what that was.
Yep. So he will never use the well again here. He's pulled the pit. He pulled the casing. He pulled the pipe, the motor pump out. It will only use the northern pivot, which has been running solid for, since we had the water problem. Hasn't affected our water levels at all because he's not down into our aquifer. And he's agreed to not drill that one deeper and not drill any new wells. So that's a handshake deal right now. I have the lawyers drawing up some paperwork to get signed. And in return, I agreed to help him secure some state programs to reimburse him the $42,000 that he just spent drilling the well. But ultimately, I didn't make a promise to him, but I said, ultimately, I will take it to council. And if the town has to pay him that $42,000 to stop him from running the pivots, then I think that would be a very good decision. And I'll bring that to you guys. It's an easy decision in my mind. It cost us hundreds of thousands to fight him in court. We would probably lose. So if we have to pay him $42,000 to not run that pivot ever again, I think it's money well spent. Because if he turns it on right now, we won't have water tomorrow. So
how long term is that? Did somebody else come in and get a lease from the new?
Not once I write it up, it'll go with the property and everything. So that's my goal. I don't like to count my chickens before they're hatched.
No.
I haven't accomplished it yet. But that's my goal, is to have that permanently.
Just you know, part, yeah.
But I mean, I'm not God. I can't predict the drought. I can't predict the aquifer. I mean, I can tell you what studies and reports and all the information says we have, but nobody knows what's going on. I have to tell you, if we don't get out of this drought soon, it's not just us. I read stuff.
It's everywhere.
Everybody's having problems. They're coming up with all kinds of crazy solutions, and aquifers are going dry. When I called when we were having this crisis, I had to order a new sounder. And I was trying to get it expedited, and I called her. She goes, yeah, what's going on over there in Utah? She goes, I got six of these on order from Utah. And every single one of them says they need it expedited. They're out of water. She goes, we've had like one order from Utah in the last 5 years, and then we got six of these. What's going on over there? So yeah, there's water problems all over here. So be patient with the smell and the color. And if it gets worse, give me a call. Let me know. Me and Dan have went over to several residents' house, looked at it, talked to them, checked it out. It's usually not nearly as bad as people say it is, I guess. I'm sure it looks really bad to them. And they're like, the water's black. And we get there and it's just got a little redness to it. I know it looks bad, but it's usually not as bad as it seems. But we will come and look if you're having a problem.
Well, me being on Apple Blossom over there too, I'm getting the first of it.
Yeah.
So I noticed the air, different things, but it's subsiding.
Yes.
It's going away.
Most people say it's getting less and less, and that's the belief. That's what the driller said. That's what anybody I talk to in water says. Yes, it will go away. Just sediments in there, and you got to get it through. And when, like I said, if we were getting it after the tank, I don't think they'll be having this problem. It would all aerate. It would settle to the bottom. I have not got one complaint from mitigate in Cedar or over on that water system because it goes down the pipeline up to the 1 million gallon tank, and then it goes to houses. So ultimately, like I said, someday we have an extra $1 million or 2 million, we will go from the wells straight to the tank, but that ain't happening anytime soon. But yeah. So that's all I have. You guys have anything? All right. Any public? I'm gonna open up public comments. Anybody got anything to say? But I don't even know if there's anybody online. Ain't nobody online, huh? Nope. Any of you four? Nope. All right, good. All right. I'm going to close out the public comments and we're going to roll right into the public hearing. Item number one, discuss a grant application for the Community Impact Board CIB for a comprehensive culinary water system planning project. This is a required public hearing for our CIB grant. Nobody's, oh, there is an iPhone online if they got standing or if any of you guys got any questions or comments. Nope. Okay, I'm going to close out the public hearing just to discuss the grant application to the Community Impact Board for a comprehensive culinary water system planning project. Then we'll write into discussion and action. I'm going to open up item number two is discuss a grant application to the Community Impact Board CIB for a comprehensive culinary water system planning project. We don't have anything to vote on here. This is just letting you guys know that we have applied for a grant to help with our impact fee study on water. That's all it is. And have the
Do they
public
have
hearing.
any idea that that's going to go up or down?
The what?
The impact fee plan updated.
No, we just
change or it's just updating the plan.
this is no, we're changing them. Yeah, we're doing new impact fee studies. This is just the discussion amongst us about the grant that we've
Okay.
applied for to pay for it. Usually it's, I believe it's a 50-50
It's a
grant.
50-50 match. It's going to be another one just like we have for the other impact.
Yeah.
That we have right now, just basically 50,000. They give us 50, we have to match with 50.
50,000. That covers a $100,000 impact fee, which you're supposed to do every 5 years. We will take the other 50,000 out of the impact fees. Those are, since you're doing impact fee study, it's impact fee eligible, doesn't have to come out of the budget.
Ensign actually applied for Ensign. Sunrise actually applied, and I'm not sure what they applied for. They applied for the full 50 or if they went less than that.
I'm sure they applied for the full 50. Well, I guess it would be, I'm sure that's what it's going to cost. So,
Is it due at this point? When was the last
yeah, it's
time?
due. Yeah, it's due. Yeah. And it's time. We're getting ready to hit, we're probably getting ready to go through a growth spurt. So, we want to make sure we have those, our pencils sharpened, our I's dotted, T's crossed on all those. And there was some parts of town that weren't included. There's a lot of problems with them. So, we're trying to do, I don't want to say we're doing them right, we're doing them better. So, they're very confusing. And Michelle's been working on it, I work on it, Nate. We're all working on it, but they are very confusing, and we're trying to do it right and do it a little better. So we're doing parks and rec, water, transportation, emergency services, and stormwater, all of them. So yeah, the impact fees will be changing. Could go up, could go down. From what I see, they're not going down. So doesn't it's nothing we decide. Now what will happen is they will vote a maximum amount, or I'm sorry, they will vote the. They will give us a report that either it says the maximum amount or a range, and then we bring it to you guys, and we all vote on what it should be. So that's what's going on with that. So there's nothing to do there if you guys have any questions or anything, but that's all that is a grant to help pay for that.
I'm good.
All right, then I'm going to close item number two, discuss the grant application to the Community Impact Board for a comprehensive culinary water system planning project. Roll into item number three, open up ordinance O-2026-17, adopt title 11.02.055, boundary adjustments. Planning Commission recommend approval on July 8th, 2026. Basically, this is for lot line adjustments. We didn't have anything, so we have it in our ordinances. If you want to do a lot split, you got to come to the town and get a permit. We didn't have one for lot line adjustments. And the reason that's important is we've have a lot of parcels around this town that are landlocked. And unfortunately, now I'm left with these people coming to me going, what are we going to do?
Nothing.
I wouldn't have got myself in this situation, but since they're able to do this without a permit, they just do what they want. So now they'll have to come to the town, get a permit, and we will get engineer involved. We'll look at them. And we had someone wanting to do one, and that's what prompted this. And I looked and said, look, you can't do this. You're landlocked on this. And that's what started all this. So we need to have something in our ordinances to say, hey, you got to come to us. We need to look at water. We need to look at access, roads, make sure it's not landlocked, fire, before you start moving property lines and splitting.
So stuff. You're protecting it so it doesn't happen.
Yep. Yep. That's what the permit will be for, just so we don't get in this situation. I've had at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 recently landlocked parcels, and they're trying to go, what's the town going to do? I bought a property in my mind that was landlocked, and the guy was saying the same thing. He didn't know what he was going to do. So I bought it. It's on my property now, but you know, we combined it all into one, but it's an issue. I mean, how do you access property that's landlocked? I have a guy out here along the highway right now dealing with it, and he's going, what are you going to do for me? And I'm like, this isn't the town's responsibility, but of course I want to help.
Why would you buy land that's landlocked?
Yeah. Well, they wind up splitting it and buy it and don't realize it. This one originally had a piece of land that connected it, kind of, and then it got sold. And so that's what this is. We're just going to put it. We need an ordinance for that, and it'll be the same fee as a lot split. I think that's what, $800. So that's just, again, we don't make money. Everybody said the town's trying to make money on people. No, just got to cover our cost.
Okay, I'm making a motion to approve ordinance 0-2026-17, adopt title 11.02.05, for the boundary adjustments. Planning Commission recommended approval on July 8th of 2026.
Okay, roll call vote.
Roger, all right.
Kevin, Sarah.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 4, discussion action for resolution R-2026-25, civil rights resolution. We need this in place for some grants and some funding we have to have, and we don't have one. So Gina, I believe, made one, this one for us. Michelle did. Somebody did. I know someone did. So Michelle wrote this up for us, and basically we just need to adopt it into a resolution. So we have this civil rights resolution in our town ordinances. So we are qualified for, am I right? We have to do this for certain grants and stuff.
Yeah, the EPA, any federal grant.
Any federal grant. Oh, this is our $2 million grant then. So this is a no-brainer.
Scott, I move we approve resolution R-2026-25 civil rights resolution.
Second. Roll call vote.
Scott, all right.
Kevin, sir, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 5, consideration for and adoption of a parameters resolution authorizing the issuance, what is that word? Parity water revenue bonds of the town of Apple Valley, and calling of a public hearing to receive input with respect to the issuance of such bonds and any potential impact to the private sector from the engineering and well rehabilitation work to address an emergency drought situation and the acquisition of assets of Big Plain Water and Special Service District. Basically, this resolution is us, Michelle can correct me if I'm wrong, authorizing Michelle and the office staff and myself to work with the attorneys, the USDA, the Department Division of Drinking Water, and schedule a public hearing. Or we are still working on, we dissolved Big Plains, it's now the town of Apple Valley Water. We assumed everything, and that was good for them, but we need to switch over all of our loans from the Big Plains name to the town of Apple Valley to go with the water, and then once that's done, then we can switch the water rights into our name.
Is there a cost?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay the attorneys. But basically, this resolution does incorporate the criteria by which we can create those bonds. So it gives like maximum interest rate and things like that that we can work with as we work with the Division of Drinking Water. Yeah.
This is not a decision. There will be, once this is all done, it will come back to council for final approval, right?
Yeah, there will be one. Yeah, we'll have the public hearing, and then there will be another one more after that. But this just creates some parameters that we can work under.
So this gives.
And then we're setting the public hearing for the next meeting, which is August 19th.
Okay. So we'll set the public hearing on. So this has given us permission to set the public hearing, go start working with these attorneys and doing all this stuff to get the loans. We've been working on it for over a year, but we've just been waiting on the USDA, and they finally were backlogged and finally got to it. So now we have to, which I don't expect it to be a lot of money. Do you?
No, I think it was about, if I remember right, it was around $8,000, and that's for all of the bonds.
Yep. But once those, all those bonds are transferred over from Big Plains to Town of Apple Valley, Once that's done, we can get all of our water rights that are still under Big Plains and switch them over to Town of Alpha Valley. So we'll have the assets and the debt. We've already got a lot of the assets, and we have something in place that we technically have the assets, but we still need to transfer them to our name.
Can't they just keep the debt?
I would let them have it all, but just keep it. Yeah, keep the water rights and keep the debt. That would be worth it, but no, unfortunately.
And then the other caveat to that is that the $200,000 that we just got from the water board is also included in these bonds.
Yep.
That was the easiest way to get the money faster was to just include them in what we're already doing.
Yep. And so this is.
Do we need to take a vote on this or anything?
Yeah, we just have to. It's a resolution that we want.
The number is.
Because I'm not
seeing anything.
It's right here. It's on page.
On page. Oh, no,
resolution R26-26. If you guys want this, is what was presented in the packet.
R26-26?
Yeah.
That's the resolution number on number 5 for the one.
Yeah. Okay, I make a motion we approve resolution number R-2026-26 in the town of Apple Valley, Washington County, Utah.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Brett, aye.
Ken, Sarah, aye.
Mike, Farrar, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. Oh, we have now the consent agenda. We will open up for item number 6, June 2026 disbursement listing. Item number 7, budget report for fiscal year 2026 through June 2026. June 2026 water usage comparison. Item number 9, minutes, June 17, 2026 town council hearing meeting. And then item number 10, the minutes from June 30th, 2026 special town council hearing meeting. Any questions, anything like that?
Well, I just wanted to point out that the water department had 1,500% of their usage for the water stuff. But on their behalf, I have to give credit. They were only given $1,000. So nothing. At least what yes, some public works this time.
Yes, sir. I don't want to give you guys too much because then you'll spend it.
Well, that's
true. Keep the budget low, you know.
Scott, I move we approve the consent agenda 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'll second.
Kevin?
Take whatever you want.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Someone want to, I don't need a closed session. If
it wasn't and I make a motion we adjourn.
No,
on paper?
Aye.
Motion carries, meeting adjourned. Thank you, guys.